Recognize the value of menstrual health. Improving health begins with changing how we think and talk about our bodies. For many women, their monthly period is seen as a burden. It often comes with cramps, mood swings, and cravings for sugary snacks. On top of these challenges, women are expected to carry on as if nothing is wrong, even when symptoms are difficult to handle. Society has taught women to avoid discussing their bodies openly, especially topics like menstruation. Advertising and media contribute significantly to this issue. Many commercials, brands, and women's magazines present periods as something embarrassing that should be kept private. Similarly, sex education in schools often reinforces harmful ideas. For example, biology textbooks often describe male reproductive functions in positive, active terms, while female reproductive functions are portrayed as passive or secondary. The male sperm is often depicted as the hero, actively achieving fertilization, while the female reproductive system is described as waiting passively. These portrayals suggest that women's bodies are less important, creating feelings of shame rather than acceptance around menstruation. This perspective can lead women to neglect their menstrual health. Many believe their menstrual cycles aren't significant and fail to consider hormonal health when facing problems like weight gain, PMS, or acne. Instead, they turn to quick solutions like detox teas, crash diets, or fitness programs without considering whether their cycles are functioning properly. Poor education about menstruation, combined with social taboos and myths, prevents many women from understanding and prioritizing their hormonal health. Break down myths about menstruation. Misinformation about menstruation often stops women from receiving proper care, making it harder for them to understand their bodies. A widespread misconception is that premenstrual syndrome, PMS, including symptoms like mood swings, bloating, and acne, is just a minor issue, similar to everyday discomfort. This is not true. Research from the National Institute of Health's BioCycle study reveals that untreated severe PMS symptoms can increase the chances of developing conditions like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and dementia later in life. One significant problem is that PMS symptoms, such as cramps and pain, are often overlooked. More than half of menstruating women report experiencing pain for 1 to 2 days each month, yet many are told to simply endure it. To put this into perspective, consider how common illnesses like colds are handled. People are advised to take medicine, rest, and sometimes stay home. However, women dealing with menstrual symptoms are rarely offered the same guidance or support. This disparity is partly due to the medical field's tendency to downplay women's health concerns. A 2010 report titled Chronic Pain in Women, Neglect, Dismissal, and Discrimination found that healthcare providers often view women's complaints of pain as exaggerated or emotional, rather than addressing their issues seriously. The importance of recognizing women's health issues. Dismissing women's health concerns causes significant harm. It not only makes women feel that pain and discomfort are just a normal part of life, but it also stops them from seeking medical help. This can leave hormone-related conditions like fibroids, endometriosis, and dysmenorrhea untreated. Elisa knows this struggle well. After 7 years of being told her symptoms were imaginary, she began researching her condition on her own. Through her efforts, she discovered she had polycystic ovary syndrome, a condition her doctor had never considered. For women who menstruate, getting people to take their health concerns seriously can be difficult. The best way to take control of your health is to learn about how your body functions and recognize when something feels off. Women's biological clocks. Women's biological processes are controlled by two internal clocks. The first is the circadian rhythm, which is the body's 24-hour clock. This clock is influenced by the cycle of light and dark over the day, regulating key functions like brain activity, hormone production, and cell growth. Disrupting this rhythm can cause issues like sleep problems, weight gain, and depression. In addition to the circadian rhythm, women also have a 28-day infradian rhythm that is linked to the menstrual cycle. This rhythm begins at puberty and continues until menopause. The circadian and infradian rhythms are interconnected, meaning that changes in one can affect the other. For example, hormonal shifts during the menstrual cycle can influence body temperature, heart rate, and sleep. Similarly, if the circadian rhythm is disrupted, it can lead to menstrual problems, like irregular periods or longer bleeding. Living out of sync with these rhythms can negatively impact women's mental, physical, and hormonal health. Many hormone-related conditions, like polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, which affects millions of women, and endometriosis, which impacts 1 in 10, can worsen when these rhythms are ignored. Elisa Vitti suggests that better health can be achieved by aligning with the body's natural cycles. One such approach is the cycle syncing method, a strategy developed a decade ago to support health by adjusting self-care to match the phases of the menstrual cycle. The four phases of your menstrual cycle. Being aware of the four hormonal phases of your menstrual cycle, follicular, ovulatory, luteal, and menstrual, can help you better manage your health and energy levels. Here's a breakdown of these phases. The follicular phase starts right after your period ends and lasts 7 to 10 days. During this phase, your body prepares to release an egg. Estrogen levels rise, helping rebuild the uterine lining for a possible pregnancy. This hormone boost can improve brain activity, often making you feel creative, inspired, and ready to take on new challenges. Use this time to set goals for the weeks ahead. Next is the ovulatory phase, lasting about 3 to 4 days. During this time, the egg moves from the ovary through the fallopian tube to the uterus. Estrogen peaks, along with luteinizing hormone and testosterone, enhance your social and communication skills. This is a great time to network, connect with others, or reach out to someone new. The luteal phase follows and lasts 10 to 14 days. In the early part of this phase, estrogen and progesterone levels are high, signaling the body to maintain the uterine lining for a fertilized egg. These hormones also help you focus and complete tasks. However, if fertilization doesn't occur, hormone levels drop in the second half, leading to the start of the menstrual phase. Finally, during the menstrual phase, your body sheds the uterine lining, marking the beginning of your period. This is a time to rest, reflect, and recharge. To avoid feeling overwhelmed, prioritize self-care, set boundaries, and avoid taking on too many responsibilities. Boost your energy and productivity with the power approach. The power approach helps you match your activities with the phases of your menstrual cycle, improving your energy and productivity. Since our hormones affect how our bodies feel, sticking to the same routine every day might not be effective. Instead of following a one-size-fits-all schedule, try using power. P, prepare. O, open up. W, work. E, engage. R, rest. The first phase, prepare, happens during the follicular phase of your cycle. By planning activities based on your energy levels, you can accomplish more with less effort. Before Elisa Vitti adjusted her schedule to match her cycle, she would push herself too hard to meet deadlines, often leading to health problems afterward. But once she began following the power approach, she had more energy to handle her responsibilities. Rather than forcing herself into a rigid routine, she learned to pay attention to her body's signals and work with them. For example, during her ovulatory phase, the open-up stage, when her creativity and communication skills were at their best, she scheduled meetings and social events. A few days before her period, as she transitioned from the luteal work phase to the menstrual rest phase, she reviewed her to-do list. Instead of starting new tasks, she focused on just 2 or 3 important ones, postponing the rest. Just like farmers rotate crops to allow the soil to recover, your body needs time to rest to be productive later. So, if you're feeling tired or uncomfortable during your period, consider taking a break, like reading a book. When you're ready to take on new challenges, you'll be well-rested and prepared. Support your body with nutrition during your menstrual cycle. When people start dieting, they often cut out their favorite foods, reduce calories drastically, and exercise intensely to lose weight. While this approach may seem effective at first, it often leads to unhappiness and can cause menstrual problems like missed periods or worse PMS. This can result in gaining the weight back and feeling like a failure. Diets that don't consider the hormonal changes women experience throughout the month are likely to fail. This is where the cycle syncing method comes in, which Elisa Vitti calls the ultimate undiet. The idea is to eat foods that match the specific phase of your menstrual cycle to support your body's changing hormone levels. During the follicular phase, your body needs light, energizing foods to prepare for what's ahead. Opt for fresh meals like salads with kimchi or sauerkraut, veggies like zucchini and carrots, lean proteins like chicken and trout, and grains like oats for steady energy. In the ovulatory phase, estrogen is at its highest, giving you extra energy. However, this can also cause problems like acne. To help your liver process this excess estrogen, eat fruits and vegetables such as tomatoes, spinach, raspberries, and strawberries. Choose lighter grains like quinoa and corn. In the luteal phase, when your metabolism speeds up, you'll need to increase your calorie intake. Focus on B vitamins to help control blood sugar and cravings. Add cooked leafy greens like watercress to your meals for extra B vitamins. Natural sugars from baked root vegetables and complex carbs like millet can also help manage sugar cravings. Lastly, in the menstrual phase, when hormone levels drop and energy decreases, focus on protein and healthy fats to improve your mood. Nutrient-rich foods like red meat, kidney beans, and buckwheat will help nourish your body as you lose energy. How your menstrual cycle affects your sex life. Your hormonal changes during your menstrual cycle affect many things, including your energy, mood, and ability to focus. They also influence your interest in sex, arousal, and the intensity of your orgasm. Some days, you might not feel in the mood, or might take longer to climax. This is completely normal, as your biochemistry is doing its job. Understanding how your cycle affects your sex drive can help you enjoy more pleasure and better orgasms. In the follicular phase, your hormone levels, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, are low. As a result, you might experience less vaginal wetness. To help with this dry phase, simply use a lubricant. Since this is a time of new beginnings in your cycle, it's a great time to try new things with your partner, like different positions, role play, or even tantric massage. During the ovulatory phase, your estrogen and testosterone levels rise, making you more likely to enjoy intense orgasms. This is the time to have fun with your partner, and don't hesitate to communicate clearly about what feels good. In the first half of the luteal phase, your sex drive will still be high. But as hormones begin to drop in the second half, you may notice less interest in sex and less lubrication. This part of the phase is better for slow, intimate sex. Finally, menstruation is a time to rest. While some women may not feel like being physical during their period, studies show that sex can help relax the uterus and lower stress. However, it's completely up to you. Only engage in sex if it feels right. Harness your cycle for professional success. At some point, many of us have overworked ourselves, whether in our careers, business, or as parents. We push ourselves too hard, often ignoring our health in the process. This was the case for Ali, an entrepreneur Elisa Vitti worked with to help balance her hormones. Ali was always busy. She woke up early for a tough workout, grabbed a smoothie, and had coffee as soon as she reached the office. She worked long hours, attended events in the evenings, and found time for her boyfriend when she could. Add frequent travel to the mix, and her life had no real rhythm, just constant, go, go, go. But things changed when she started listening to her body's natural cycles. For example, during her menstrual phase, Ali stopped forcing herself to do intense workouts, which left her drained, and made sure to finish work by 5 p.m. She felt more energetic and productive during work hours. Ideally, women could plan their work around their cycles to take advantage of each phase's benefits. However, that's not always possible because most jobs run on a fixed 9-to-5 schedule, which doesn't consider women's hormonal shifts. Elisa Vitti suggests a way to stay in sync with your cycle, even if your job has rigid hours. Start by reviewing your tasks for the coming month. Then, match projects to the phases of your cycle where possible. Set clear deadlines, regardless of your cycle phase. If there are less important tasks during your menstrual phase, try to move them. Schedule meetings based on your energy levels, and bring the strengths of each phase to the table. For instance, during the luteal phase, use your increased focus for important projects. While work schedules may not be flexible, understanding your cycle can help you manage tasks in a way that suits your energy. Key points. 1. Menstrual health is often overlooked due to societal taboos and misinformation. 2. PMS symptoms can be serious and affect long-term health if untreated. 3. Women's health concerns are often dismissed, leading to untreated conditions. 4. Understanding your menstrual cycle can improve your physical, mental, and hormonal health. 5. Aligning self-care with your cycle can boost energy, productivity, and well-being. 6. Nutrition tailored to each menstrual phase supports hormonal balance and overall health. 7. Your menstrual cycle affects your sex life, with energy and libido varying by phase.